So it looks like Dungeons & Dragons is on its way to becoming a pen and paper version of Fortnite, right? Just like Magic the Gathering is basically Fortnite with cards. What I'm talking about are all the Universes Beyond crossovers, where basically every IP that does not fit within the universe is being shoved into the game to bring people to the game. People are buying Magic the Gathering Universes Beyond cards who do not play Magic the Gathering. I almost fell for it. I'm going to be honest. I don't even play Magic. But those Final Fantasy cards, they were talking to me. They were saying, hey, this art's pretty good. You really should pick these cards up. But we've had Doctor Who. We've had Ninja Turtles. We've had, I don't think we've done Harry Potter yet. Have we done Harry Potter? I know that some of the people working at Wizards of the Coast are not real happy about Hasbro having the Harry Potter license. But we're going to talk about Chris Cox, CEO of Hasbro, basically saying that Dungeons & Dragons is going to do crossovers. And I don't think that's a good idea. I'm just saying. But they're going to do it because, you know, maximum profit, maximum revenue. Just like how Dungeons & Dragons is going to get you to subscribe to D&D Beyond by giving you drops that you have to rent your role-playing game now. They want everybody subscribed to D&D Beyond for all these digital items that you lose if you unsubscribe. So you got to pay every month because they've been looking for ways to maximize the revenue on D&D for a while. And this goes back to Cynthia Williams, and she's no longer there, but I think it was actually Chris Cox that was driving the bus back then too. He was like, no, we need to maximize the revenue in Dungeons & Dragons. We need to turn this into basically Fortnite. So let's talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, if you want more Clownfish TV, go out to more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com. In fact, I've been covering the massive changes coming to Dungeons & Dragons, and I've been covering this for about 6 or 7 years on the channel now. It's gotten me into a lot of trouble, although I think a lot of people have come around to my way of thinking. They know that Wizards of the Coast are not the good guys. In fact, they just put a video up last night talking about how Wizards of the Coast is going to probably try to break up the union. Some of their magic developers decided to unionize, and Wizards is already lawyering up, and they will not acknowledge this union, and I don't expect it to end well. It could end with the Pinkertons, because that is a thing they've done before. I'm just saying, okay, this is coming from Wargamer. Oh God, Hasbro wants to fill D&D with Universes Beyond crossovers too. I'm begging for a crumb of original Dungeons & Dragons storytelling, but it looks like all I'll get is more Rick and Morty spinoffs. So this is Molly Russell. They said, Hasbro CEO Chris Cox is doing that thing again. That thing is making sweeping statements about D&D's future money-making strategy. The kind that makes my butthole clench in unpleasant ways. Welcome to the party, Molly. I've been talking about this for 5 or 6 years now. I had a whole bunch of people from the beloved diverse and inclusive community attack me, calling me a boomer, calling me a piece of shit. Lots of really derogatory comments leveled at me. And then the OGL thing happened. And then the Pinkertons happened. Yeah. And now they're trying to break up the union. I'm just saying, I'm not a monster. I was just ahead of the curve. This time, Cox has told us to expect more D&D crossovers going forward. Hasbro has seen how much money Universes Beyond is making for Magic the Gathering, and it wants D&D to seize a slice of that pie. So Cox made the statements in a GamesRadar interview published this week, and he quite literally points to Universes Beyond as the thing he wants to see more of in D&D. All right. So this is the interview in question. Hasbro CEO says, you should expect more crossovers for D&D. Oh boy. He said, I don't want to take away any headlines from the D&D team. This is Chris Cox. But I think you can definitely expect more crossovers inside of Dungeons & Dragons. I mean, we've had such a fantastic experience with crossovers with Magic the Gathering. D&D is a fantastic play system that I think is very open-ended. You already have a fairly wide spectrum with things like Spelljammer to the Curse of Strahd, so you already have the DNA for it to be handled inside the system. So yeah, you should expect more of that. That's not going to go over well with a lot of people. Now, people are already homebrewing their own, I guess, crossovers or whatever you want to do. But, you know, I think D&D needs to stay D&D. Actually, what you should do, Chris, far be it from me to tell you what to do, but I would say you create an entirely new game system powered by the D20 system or whatever and call it something else. Yeah, there. Then you can have your, you know, bards, baristas, and bears or whatever the fuck it is you want to have, and then keep all that stuff quarantined from D&D. You can do your Transformers D&D crossover. Just make it powered by the D20 system. Don't actually call it Dungeons and Dragons. I love Transformers. I love Dungeons and Dragons. I do not want Transformers in Dungeons and Dragons. That's the dumbest shit. Universes Beyond has made Hasbro a lot of money. Some of Magic the Gathering's best-selling sets of all time have been licensed products. However, there are many vocal members of the fan base that loathe seeing their game's lore diluted by the sudden appearance of Marvel characters. I am one of those Magic the Gathering players. Yes, I agree with you. Naturally, the thought of a Universes Beyond business model for D&D has me concerned. Granted, things would be handled a bit differently in the tabletop RPG. There's a degree of separation between Wizards of the Coast existing crossovers and the in-universe content. There's no reason you need to use the Critical Role D&D classes in your Stranger Things starter set. Likewise, if you don't like Rick and Morty, you can stick to the Forgotten Realms, etc., etc. There are other problems, though. Firstly, pretty much all these licensed products have been painfully mid. The latest Stranger Things starter set had plenty of merits for beginning players, but its writing was totally uninspired. Exodus, Rick and Morty, and that older Stranger Things starter set are flawed and forgettable. Okay, so Stranger Things. I'm just going to take a moment and remind you that the version of Dungeons & Dragons and later Advanced Dungeons & Dragons that they played in the show is not what you were getting in the box, the Stranger Things box. It was like Dungeons and Dragons, what we think Dungeons and Dragons is like, packaged for Gen Z. I think that's what they were looking to do. Actually, I think they're kind of panicking because Stranger Things, nobody gives a shit about Stranger Things now because they dropped the ball at the ending. It's just like Game of Thrones. And they were really betting heavy on Stranger Things. They're betting heavy on Critical Role, and then Critical Role, they decided they were going to go start their own system, and now they're trying to create another Critical Role in-house with a bunch of other people, and I don't think it's going that well for them. It's nothing compared to Critical Role. But the Stranger Things ship has sailed, and, you know, I don't know, they could probably do, like, Lord of the Rings, but just do, you know, again, Lord of the Rings tabletop game powered by the D20 system. You don't have to call it Dungeons & Dragons. I'm just saying. If Hasbro goes all in on crossovers, it also risks taking resources away from in-universe D&D books. Who gives a shit about those old man games, right? Am I right? Those old man games made by old men in the flyover states? We've already got a sparse D&D release schedule this year, and I don't want to see it reduced further. I've spoken many, many times about the fact that all I want from D&D right now is lore. I crave original settings and canon-altering campaigns. As a dungeon master without the free time to craft a homebrew world from the ground up, I'd relish some in-universe inspiration. TSR used to give us that all the time. In fact, TSR put out so much product, maybe they put out too much product, but they put so much out that you could not possibly play all of it. There's no way, unless you're playing D&D 7 days a week, 16 hours a day. Maybe some people did, all right? But they had so many campaign worlds and modules and add-ons and stuff, and usually we would take that as use it as a base, a starter, and then kind of go off in our own direction, right? Chris Cox comments are a sign that I won't be getting much of that anytime soon. Hasbro appears desperate to find more ways to monetize a game whose primary currency is imagination. The best way to do that seems is to dilute D&D as much as possible. Those three letters have value because they're a brand, not a living, breathing game. Hasbro doesn't seem interested in making Dungeons & Dragons better. Its growing strategy is apparently just reminding non-D&D players that the game exists. Eventually, they want to push everybody over to digital, and then you're going to subscribe to D&D. And then they'll turn it into some... I said, look, Molly, seriously, I was ahead of the curve. Welcome to the party, right? I said like 6 years ago, the end goal for D&D is probably going to be a shitty mobile game. And I stand by that because he keeps bringing up Monopoly Go. He keeps bringing up AI. He keeps bringing up maximum monetization. That's what they want to do with Dungeons and Dragons. They want to turn this shit into a shitty Monopoly mobile game. And I think before it's all said and done, and I don't think I'm off base here, given the way that Hasbro's going, they want to be an IP rights holder. They want to be a digital company. They will outsource the books eventually. I think eventually they're going to outsource the books because it doesn't make a lot of sense to spend a lot of time. And they're already looking for somebody. Somebody that was supposed to coordinate with third parties to make books. So it might be that they do like more traditional Dungeons and Dragons stuff, but it's going to come from third parties. But it'll be like officially licensed, you know, supplements and stuff like that. Because we can't have people going to Kickstarter making millions of dollars and we don't get a cut of that. What was it? Neon Odyssey, I think, is doing really well right now. Yeah, we can't have that. We can't have another Critical Role where they think that they're bigger than the game and they're going to go make their own game and sell lots of copies of Daggerheart. We can't have that. Can't have that. Who do these people think they are? Why do they think they're bigger than the brand? how very dare they? I love the Ted D&D thing here. Oh my God. Yeah. I think they're going to outsource the books, the D&D books. I think they're going to push everybody to digital, and D&D is just going to be a brand for fantasy role-playing stuff, and it's eventually going to have freaking My Little Pony. Well, they did My Little Pony Dungeons & Dragons. I remember they did like a crossover figure or something a few years ago, and that's what's going to be. I mean, look, seriously, Dungeons & Dragons is a lifestyle brand now. They put on purses and dresses and shit and backpacks and whatever. They just slap the Dungeons and Dragons name on whatever. They don't care as long as people buy it. And then they can say, oh, it's Dungeons and Dragons brand is so popular. And it has become synonymous with tabletop role-playing games. I mean, it basically has become the de facto, when you talk D&D, even if you're playing something else, it's basically D&D to people. So, I don't know what to say here. I mean, it's just like you're, first, second, third edition books, they still work fine. You don't need to subscribe to them. There are plenty of other systems out there. We're actually working on a system right now. I don't know how well it's going to do. We'll see. Hopefully it does well. It's a little bit different than D&D. It's definitely a little more streamlined, but we've been working on it off and on for a while. So we'll have more information on that. But there are lots of options out there. You really don't need. And I think that's what they're looking at. I think they're like, well, if people can just homebrew their own shit, then how are we going to make maximum revenue? Well, we're going to get them locked into a subscription. We're going to license out the D&D brand. We're going to do D&D books featuring whatever the hot character is right now, because collectors of that shit will buy it just like they do the magic cards. I mean, they got to make money. I get it. They got to make money. But, don't be fooled into thinking this is a progressive company that really cares about its players and cares about its users. There might be individuals at the company that do, but this is a bloodthirsty for-profit corporation, you know, being run by a guy from Microsoft, which is one of the most bloodthirsty corporations out there. I'm just saying. I'm going to wrap it up. Please subscribe. We'll talk later.